most kids don't seek out authors from 400 years ago. Sam White didn't either. In fact, Shakespeare was, you might say, thrust upon her. But she became a genuine fan, and she's made a career for herself based on his work. Sam White is a visiting assistant professor for the IU Department of Theater and Dance.
This particular semester, I'm teaching acting Shakespeare and then also directing new work. So both disciplines, acting and directing.
Sam is a Detroit-based theater director who has spent a great portion of her career adapting Shakespeare's works, including her latest project, IU's production of The Winter's Tale, which opened last weekend.
It's a gorgeous story. You know, I think the most amazing gift that one can be given is the gift of forgiveness. The play is so special because it highlights the fact that we can all come back from mistakes. There is a possibility of forgiveness and hope. And, you know, it's why I enjoy directing The Winter's Tale and so many other plays from his masterful canon. He tells the truth, you know, humanity is not always pretty or peaceful, you know, it's not always glorious. So I just find that the richness of the stories and the reality, the realness of it, make me come back time and time again.
Sam's love for Shakespearean theater began long before she became a director.
8 years old is when I was introduced to Shakespeare by way of my mother, who was a ferocious reader, as am I. And I got in trouble when I was 8 years old for listening to rap music. It wasn't allowed in our house. And she knocked on my door and gave me a copy of the complete works. And so that was my exposure to, it was more like punishment at the time because I had to read the complete works from cover to cover. There's 37 plays in the canon. I didn't read them all at the same time. But she did, in fact, make sure that I finished it. It took me about 8 years. But I was exposed first time at 8 years old as a punishment for listening to rap music. And it just turned out that eventually, not at first, because at first I hated it, but eventually I fell in love with Shakespeare.
This passion, along with her admiration for her hometown, inspired Sam to create Shakespeare in Detroit, a nonprofit organization dedicated to highlighting various historical sites across the Motor City through open-air performances of Shakespeare's works.
At that time, I wasn't seeing a lot of people of color in Shakespeare plays, and so I wanted to change that and start a Shakespeare in Detroit. And also because Detroit had never had Shakespeare in the Park. So Shakespeare in Detroit provides the experience of Shakespeare in the Park to the city of Detroit. And we have sort of broken so many barriers, like through our work in the park, but also through site-specific work. Our Antony and Cleopatra was inside of a recycling center, which was actually the original Lincoln Motor Company. All of our set pieces and costumes were repurposed from actual recycling bins that we literally dived into. And we've engaged with about 14,000 people through our work in the park, through our work with site-specific theater, and also through more traditional means of engaging people, like in prosceniums or black boxes and all of that. But it's been so great to have people rethink their ideas about Detroit by way of this international pop icon named William Shakespeare. It gives people an opportunity to rethink their stereotypes, their tropes about one of the most important cities in the country.
Nowadays, going to a Shakespearean production can look drastically different depending on the director. For Sam, she says that her directorial approach is never predetermined.
The work that I do in Detroit, you might not see in Bloomington. The work that I do in San Diego, you might not see in Bloomington. It depends on the place and the audience that dictates it sometimes. Usually every summer I go to France, and I had been obsessed with a corset maker named Mr. Pearl, who is Paris-based. And so I knew that I wanted to do a corset-heavy show, which is why everybody in the first half of Winter's Tale is corseted. And so this year, that's why I wanted to do a Victorian-age corset-heavy production here. And because I'm a new professor, and so I wanted to do something that was super pretty to say, hey, I'm here.
Due to living in the modern digital age of technology, many audiences today may not be able to connect as well with older works. Sam argues, however, that technology can be a great asset for understanding and appreciating Shakespeare's plays.
I think the nice thing about streaming services is that TV has gotten really good over the past 5 years. And so Shakespeare fits right into that because it's great storytelling. And it's, you know, it's sort of episodic, like a TV show like that you might watch on Netflix. And so I think it fits right into that vein. But if you're interested in a great series, your best bet is to watch a Shakespeare play because episodic television matters. And so does, I think, episodic theater.
Sam's production of The Winter's Tale is performing at the Ruth N. Halls Theater through February 25th. For more information, visit theater.indiana.edu. For WFIU Arts, I'm Jack Lindner.